The very longing suffering since I came in to speak. Not quite sure now if you can hear me. I'm trying my best to talk to you through this box.
It means very well.
My name is David.
Oh, you're the lady who had the
idea.
I see. Oh, I don't
think you come through. Yes. I've come for a very special reason. One cannot but feel a little disappointed to know that there will not be an old book any longer, and yet at the same time, I am very thrilled and very pleased to know that there is going to be a stop, a national theater. And I suppose, in a sense, I can be pleased because it is really directly through the influence and the work that has been done in the past by the old book. I'm sorry to lose the name, the title, for so long, but I hope it will be drawn in this country. But nevertheless, I am grateful to all those who have made the endeavor for so long to bring me to be this national theater, which I feel for so long that this is held for itself, that title. I'm disappointed because I feel that an effort could have been made to set the old book as a monument, not only to the past, but to the future, where students could have been trained and production could have been put on. It could have been, in a sense, a wonderful training school from every aspect and every angle. The only regret I have in this piece is that this system could not have been kept as the memorial to the past, and also as something very precious to business, inasmuch that it could have been a training school from the point of view of study and production. It would have been a great asset, yes. It could have been a wonderful training school, like indeed a bit of all in a training school. It could have been kept on, I guess so, by effort made. Maybe it could have been you, that your name would have been set, your students could have been, as they've always done in the past, entered not only the commercial theatre, but the national theatre. But I suppose I should not say so. In a sense, I have seen over the years the wonderful transition that's taken place. From that place that I first occupied and took upon myself to know, became a highly respected theater in which many famous people have developed their talents and gone on to wider fields. Now the National Theater, which I've always said the old Vic was involved. Well, I suppose I should not consent, and I wouldn't like anyone to think that I am consenting. It's just the feeling that perhaps some effort could have made in order to keep this old ship standing on its site, being ruled in an active state of bravery. Nevertheless, I'm grateful for all the effort and all the dust that has been done there, all the splendid and wonderful people you've made it a living thing that it has become. And it will not die, that I'm quite sure. The memory will survive, the wonderful production which has taken place there over the years. All that is entailed, all that is in classes, will go into the future.
Yes.
But I'm disappointed. I'm only human. I suppose, and I'm disappointed to see that at last it should come down after 100 years of catastrophe. Not that I was there 100 years. Some people probably thought I was nearly 100. But the point is that I took it here just as it was and made it into something that was admired and respected by the whole civilized English speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I was there, I was listening to all that was being said, and in many respects, I fully agree. It's just that to see the fashion come down for the last time and to know that it will never go up again on a production, even a student production, seems to me so sad. I do feel it could have been set, not as a memorial to me. I don't mean that at all. Mm-hmm. It could have been set in Europe, and it would have been a wonderful thing. Perhaps I'm being sentimental, and yet I'm not sentimentalist. I think it's even worse.
You say the same thing from Harry Potter and your life on the other side, how you are.
All my life is really active here. I'm still tremendously interested in the theatre, and I think I know a lot more about it now. Not only that, I was always very keen when on your side, not just to bring education to the people, but I was keen to see the influence of good brought into the lives of innumerable people through the plays of Shakespeare and others, to hold a mirror unto nature. That is the art of the theatre. And over here, in a sense, that is equally true. We do hold up a mirror to ourselves. But if he knows on the lower sphere, the lower plane, there's a face show, to give them the opportunity to see themselves through it. That's where the theatre plays a very important part here. There are groups of actors and actresses who take plays through different spheres and put on productions and interpret lives and individuals. And which helps tremendously to make people think more seriously and deeply about themselves, and in consequence change their outlook and their way of thought, and in consequence they are elevated in health to a higher plane by that very thought of work, which is so important. An actor or an actress, a true actor or an actress, is equally useful and serviceable over here in the highest sense. Not just the sheer entertainment as such. I was interested in entertainment to a point, but always behind all my efforts was the desire to uplift humanity, to educate, to make people see what was good and what was right, and to follow it, and to, in consequence, see in the evil of some of the characters that were portrayed themselves, so that they would in themselves desire to cast that aspect of themselves away.
Mm.
And that, of course, still goes on here. I was there on Saturday night with Emma Thomas and quite a number of other shows, many who were associated with that theatre. It was a most extraordinary evening, Lord. Mixture of sadness and at the same time pride. Pride in the realization of what had been done and that it was to be, as it were, the very foundation of what I'd always hoped for in the actual theatre.
Mm.
But I'm just disappointed that theatre itself has got to come back.
But you mean
very well. I've known, of course, many in the profession. It might say, oh, actually everybody is blasphemy.
Mm.
Of course, a lot of them would say that they didn't only blasphemy, but they gave their services. But this was a struggle, and they learned their trade, their business. In the business. And I feel that this is so important to the theatre. It seems such a sad thing that this must be called out. I was hoping it would be left as a training ground to be done, a school where they could advance their art. where they could have put on their productions. It would have been a wonderful groundwork, wonderful theatre for the groundwork that's so essential to an actor's development and so forth. Still, I suppose that will go on to national theatre. And yet, I suppose, well, first I mustn't be casting. We must both be speaking.
You say this. May I ask you to describe how you found yourself in the past residency?
Oh, I found myself. I didn't even lose myself writing about having found myself. I was almost in full possession of my faculty. And as far as I was concerned, I was no longer, no sooner dead than I was alive. I was very much aware of what was going on. And I didn't find it an unpleasant experience at all. I found myself very much in life as soon as I dug it. And the sorrow of the soul that I'd known came suddenly to teach you in this place. It wasn't a dull moment all along the line. Yes. Oh, I changed, as we all change. I see things differently to what I used to. I realized the importance of a religious life when it is a religious life in the true sense. I don't mean the narrow one, which some people thought I had, but I was not the bigoted, narrow-minded person that some people thought I was. In fact, I was far more deeply concerned with every aspect of human life than people gave me credit for. I was not the type of person that perhaps some people thought I was. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the teaching of the Christ, of course, but not in such a narrow sense as some people thought. I respected all people and all religions when they were sincere. But I had no time for fools or hypocrites. You two strike me as a very sincere couple. From what I've heard about you, you are doing what you can to spread truth under adverse conditions and difficult environments. But my experience has always been that when you are sincere and you do everything in your power to forward truth, the way it stands. The sound for me in my particular sphere of life, and it will be fine for you. But I do have the knowledge which I didn't possess. It's true that I had a realization of the power of spirit agency. I wouldn't have called it spiritual, but I realized the power of the spirit was very much around me. And many a time when I was desperate and uncertain of what step I should take or what I should do, I called upon the power of the spirit. And it never fails me. And it won't fail either of you. Be assured of that. And you have the advantage which you have a means of communication which was denied me and which I wouldn't have accepted if it had been presented to me, of course. I've heard about spiritualism, but it was not my type of thing. Anyway, it's yours, and it's a very good stuff too. It isn't necessarily sweet. Sometimes if you take this truth, as you know it to be, and you accept it as your cup of tea, you'll find it's a little bitter at times. But that's not your fault. The fault of conditions in your world and people. Never mind. Carry on. Do the work. You are on the right track. What were you saying, sir?
You were telling me that the
actors... Oh! I've met everybody, and I can say everybody's met me. I made quite sure about that, too.
Now, what do your surface life in
magnificent.
They are.
They're all tight.
Open air,
of course.
Yes.
Most of them. But this, I thought it's impossible to depict the sight to you, because there are no words and ways in which one could do it. There's no possible way in which one could depict all this to you.
Yes.
It's completely beyond language.
Yes.
Language, which plays such an important part in my life, and as much as I was constantly concerned with it, I find now is absolutely useless when it comes to depicting the described things appertaining to life here.
Have you met Shakespeare?
Of course I've met Shakespeare. What a different person he turned out to be.
Oh.
Very, very interesting character indeed. And a very charming person. And he doesn't speak in old English. In any case, he doesn't necessarily speak. He's very able to communicate entirely by book. And of course, he's made into a character that. I always thought that when I was on your side, and I tried to do a bit of packing myself. But there's no doubt about it, there were many changes made over the years. Lots of changes made in the 18th century.
Did he still produce plays?
He does.
He does.
And it would be a wonderful thing if you could find some sort of a medium or whatever you call it that he could come and work through and get some of the work over to the earth. It would be very illuminating. Such that will come.
Is it a
natural thing or is it a... Sometimes it's natural, but I suppose you could say it's all natural because there's nothing unnatural here. But everything is according to the source. If you want to fix an interior and you have an outside production, it's done solely by the source of the actor and the producer, and the audience see what they have concentrated that source to produce. The power of this thought is tremendous. Our whole life is really created by this power of thought. Then you must come and talk to me again, all right, sir? Yes? And don't let this thing lie idle. Don't take it to some paper and let them publish it. You have a magazine or something, and you have a fancy sort of thing. Well, I could do something about it because it would be intriguing to me. And I'd very much like people to know what I'm thinking. Give me this note.
What are you saying?
Mr. Stanley,
if anybody could put their name in,
asking
the
gentleman
not to hear it,
could
he put a name on the
paper? Well, that's right. I didn't want to hear it. I'm wondering how many of them would be there to listen to it or even accept it. Anyway, if they did, I'd be very, very pleased, and I hope to get some effect on them. I don't know. I suppose a lot of them will listen out of interest, out of curiosity. Some will accept it and some will reject it as your human nature. And you haven't found it yet. Goodness knows, he might. Everybody's a star nowadays. All the same, even I became. It's extraordinary. In my day and age, you know, at the beginning of my years, it was not considered quite the thing to be concerned to the extent of acting or producing in the theatre. Not that I was ever an actor, although some of the actresses that I saw on the stage, I'm sure I should have a downside bed myself. And in fact, a lot of people who worked with me thought I was a very good actor. The way I could put on an act so they said to keep that salary down. What do you say, sir?
Did you hear
this about the civil
war?
Oh, I was there. Here I'd be miles away from the last night of the old hit. It was a sad night and yet a very fun night to me. And I'm sure that the National Theatre will be a great success. I think it must be. Because its roots were in the bit. And those roots were strong and powerful. And I'm sure it will bring forth something very worthwhile in the future. I give my blessings to it and to all my friends who have helped to make it possible. I say thank you for all that you did from the beat. Not for me, for the beat. For the work. Oh, goodness, I lost my sleep with me and Deborah. I've seen many, including Lawson.
What was the play which wrote this?
Yes, of course I'm talking about Lawson. I knew who you meant. You said Henry VIII, and I knew you didn't mean Henry VIII. You meant Lawson. Yes, of course I've met Lawson, and he's been down a bit too. Oh, he's a good chap. Well, I must go. I'm so sorry. Good night or goodbye. Not good night. Same time, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know. It's puzzling to me. Okay. Anyway, goodbye. Thank don't forget to do something with tape, whatever you call it. I wish I'd had those things in my day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.